88.9 Shine FM is safe and fun for the whole family and helping your family each week. Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, psychologist and founder, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
So last week, I guess, as we're getting into back to school season, we talked about support for separation anxiety in young children.
That's right. And today we're going to share some more teaching practices that parents can do with their kids to teach the skill of separation for the mornings of school.
Okay.
So sometimes if you have a child who's having more difficulties learning the skill of separation, mornings can be a very tricky, stressful time. And I'm going to give parents today six things to try to make mornings, just moving into them with more confidence as a parent. So first of all, number one, remind your child about the fun things that are going to happen at school that day. And paint a picture, make it as visual as you can about what they're going to see and do when they get there. Mm-hmm. Number two, if you see your child is looking worried, acknowledge it right away. I see that you've got some worries, and I wonder if you've got some butterflies inside your tummy. I know you can be brave. Remember, these are normal feelings. You're doing something new. So as we say these soothing messages over and over, repeat, repeat, eventually your child can start mimicking those inside of themselves to soothe themselves. Mm-hmm. Number three, I still remember doing this with my daughter. You can give a child something that they can hold on to until pickup time. It could be a special stone that you give them that you call the love stone. It could be a bracelet that you both have that you wear so that you can hold each other close when you're apart. Number four, make a special cool handshake that is part of your ritual when you drop off in the morning. Hmm. Number five, share things that you are carrying around to remind you of your child. This is so important. So let them know that, oh, today I've got your photo on my phone and I'm going to gaze at your face whenever you come to my mind and I'm missing you. And that way I can hold you in my heart. Again, just showing them that there are some lovely ways that we can hold the person who we love, even when we're not with them. And number six, as much as possible, set aside all your other responsibilities for that first 5 to 10 minutes when you are picking up and reconnecting with your child after school. So those separation periods really need to have a ritual of reconnection. That could be a snack. It could be that you hang out in the backyard in a hammock talking about your days. It could be that you go to your favorite ice cream place and get a treat and sit down and talk about your day. But again, creating rituals for reconnection are really important as you're teaching your young child the skill of separating.
That's awesome. Those are some great tips there that'll help out children and help out mom and dad as well. I love it, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. I got thinking, though, during that. I remember that when my kids were really young, we'd have a lot of those great conversations. But more into the teenage years now, it's like, how was your day? I don't know. Fine. I don't know. Yeah. Nothing to say. It changes a little later, but this will really help out the young children.
That's right. That's a whole nother month.
Totally. Maybe we'll do that another month. There you go. Kimberly, would you please share with our Shine family a little bit about Eckert Center?
You bet. So first of all, I just want to highlight who on our team would be a great fit for people who are looking for some support for their child who may be struggling with separation anxiety. Harlene Tour and Kimberly Calhoun are ready to support young kids and their families. And we also have many skilled psychologists on our team that are here to support both adults, teens, and children. And like you said, Mike, teens, right, might be having other struggles in this initial beginning of the school year, and we're here to support them too.
Awesome.
And I encourage people to go to effortcenter.com, and they can click the appointment button and book right away through our online booking site.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kimberly. EckertCenter.com for more on that. And, of course, maybe a free initial visit for you if you are caller number
5 today.
Caller 5 right now at 403-276-8888. Well, thank you very much, Kimberly. I might have joked there, but, yes, I know you can help out young children, teens, adults, everybody in between. So I'd urge you in the Shine family to check out EckertCenter.com. We'll continue again next week. Okay, Kimberly?
Sounds great, Mike.